our offensive line would tell you, even before we got pads on here, that the D line is formidable a little bit. It'll be interesting to see when we do go full pads how they'll be. But, you know, clearly they're much bigger, stronger, faster. Of course, Forrest West had a little work done on his knee, and Nate Bonson hurt his knee in the offseason. But Nate's come along, and then, of course, Nick Cassis is playing really well right now. But all those guys are bigger, stronger, faster. And even guys like Curtis Cunningham, who've been battling through some shoulder issues, or has kind of rehab, and he's starting to feel a lot better there. And Will Krychek was kind of new to that spot, and you see him coming around. And so it'll be nice. I think there'll be plenty of guys to roll in there and get some snaps and stay fresh. And some guys have been in the trenches a little bit, but certainly the size and weight and experience portion of it is matching up well.
What's Clark Evans' status today?
We're still waiting for him. You know, we take care of some academics there, and we'll see where we go with him.
Mark, what are you looking for from a leadership standpoint, both your quarterbacks, but from Hanson specifically?
You know, those guys, all those guys, and even the leadership in our senior group has been great. And so I don't think it's anything we're looking for. I mean, I think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because they are. I think they have a full grasp of things. I think the guys on the team respect them, and they're hard workers, and they know what's going on. And then, you know, so I don't think it's anything that they're not doing. Because I think in terms of the leadership portion of it, and like I said, even with our seniors, I think we're much more advanced than we've been there. Just you sit in on a position meeting, or you even at practice this morning, we had some of the younger guys out there with the older guys, and just watching them how they interact, and it's a whole different level of mentorship, really.
What have you seen on special teams so far? Kicking, punting, those guys, plus the return game?
Obviously, haven't done a bunch with the return game yet in terms of what guys are doing as far as kicking. That's been pleasing. I think it helps to have a few more bodies, have a little competition in there. And shoot, even this morning, we kicked three at the end, and they were all right down the middle. And so that's great. And Zach has been punting the ball really well, too. So that seems like it's headed in the right direction.
Can you talk about the progress you built with Nate Solder? He wants to go with his career.
Well, you know, Nate's one of those really unique guys. And he's a very, very genetically gifted young man. And then he combines that with all the intangibles and just his athletic ability alone. And then I think really what we've tried to do, and Coach Pittman's done a great job, is putting some strength on him and some weight on him that he didn't have before. And then just really working on his technique, obviously playing all offensive line was new to him, and he was a tight end before. So he's still very raw in that development stage as well. He's such a great kid. He's very humble and very coachable and willing to learn, and has really got the big picture. He wants to go to vet school, and you know, if things progress like they are, he'll make a lot of money as a left tackle, but that won't be the only thing that gets older, is because he'll go on to be a great whatever it is he wants to be. And if it's a vet, he'll be a great vet.
Chiriotti Mariner, is he okay?
Yeah, I swelled up on him a little bit yesterday.
How much do you expect him to contribute this year?
We'll see. I'd like to see him get going. You know, it's a guy played as a true freshman for us and was really dynamic and went through a couple of knee injuries. And hopefully we get him through there, because when he's at his best athletically, he's pretty darn good.
Coach, every year about this time, you have certain expectations of the program when you first come out here. And after 3 days, any of those expectations, are you depressed or excited? What things have you seen that...
Well, my expectations are always high, extremely high. And that's why, you know, even in practice, I think, I'm always complimentary, but again, it's that you're always trying to, that searching for that realm of excellence, that realm of perfection, and whether it's in sacks or penalties or turnovers, and you know, right now, particularly when it comes to turnovers, you never win. You're happy with the defense, but, you know, want the offense to be better or vice versa. So I think in terms of where they are, their attitude and effort and all that, their tempo has been great. And so I'm not disappointed in that at all. But like I said, my ceiling is always pretty high, so every time I walk off the practice field, I'm feeling like there's more things to be done.
In regards to Jimmy Smith, all knowing he's got a pretty skill set, special skill set. Is he doing a lockdown corner back in the
defense? Yeah, I think Jaleel can be too. I think both those guys are. The special thing I think about Jimmy, really for me, has just been his maturation over the years, both as a player and as a person. Probably could have went out early last year and probably made somebody's club, that gifted athletically. But I think he also knew that there were still elements of the total package that he wanted to pull together. And it's just very heartwarming for me. I mean, I felt the same way, you know, listening to Mike Sapili talk to some of the younger guys in the linebacker meeting this morning. But I just see Jimmy just carrying himself and acting like a man. And that, to me, is real pleasing. I mean, he's practicing that way. He's acting that way. He looks that way. He's and that's an impressive thing, because he does. He's fast and he's tall and all that. He's got all that athletic ability, but you're starting to see that other stuff come into the realm where he's just an extremely consistent, you know, human being.
What areas do you expect to be in Iowa to be in some progress?
Well, I think, and it's even shown up a little bit here early on, is I think anytime you get consistency, first of all up front, where the guys up front can A, protect you, and B, be able to get a consistent running game where, you know, you're able to implement that phase of the offensive plan.